flight track.
Welcome to Infandelity with B and C. One day, a former jock, that's B, married a self-proclaimed nerd, that's C, and slowly she introduced him to the path of nerdom enlightenment. Here we will discuss pop culture media and fandoms that we share and some that we don't. It's all fun and games until your spouse finishes a show without you.
Welcome back. I'm super excited for this week's episode. I feel like we've been gone and so much has happened in that time.
Mm-hmm.
What about you?
Yeah.
What's wrong with you? That was so awkward. Oh my God.
Nah, yeah. I don't know. I really don't know. I was trying to think. Like,
we got a lot to talk about. A lot has happened in since we last were on the scene.
Okay, well, let's get into it.
All right, y'all. So, quick movie and TV news. Should we do the rest in peace segment? Let's do the rest in peace segment.
Really brief. Really, really brief. Because I think Betty White passed by the time we did the previous one.
Yeah.
But we just forgot to mention it.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Betty White.
But rest in peace, Betty White.
Auntie Betty.
You know what I'm saying? Pioneer, legend, icon. Always been down with the Brown. I want to watch that documentary about her. I think it says on Netflix or one of those places. But basically saying like how she was like one of the first women of TV. Mm-hmm. And she had her first like, you know, early television show, like early in her early, early days. And I didn't mm-hmm. realize she was cute when she was younger. I was like, okay, look at Betty. Look at Miss Betty.
I can't stand you.
But, you know, she had like a black dancer or something on there. I saw something on Twitter, a tweet about it. It's like she had a black dancer on there. And a lot of people like had like a lot of shit to say or whatever, but she like spent time with him, like asked him about like, you know, his career and like really wanted everybody to know about him, and they ended up canceling her show because after that or some shit like that. But, you know, she's always been like, you know, for the culture, and you know, niggas have always like loved her and had her in our things. Like, I know she was in like My Wife and Kids once or twice. Mm-hmm. You know, she would appear as, you know, a special guest on different black shows or whatever. I think she was on a said entertainer show once or twice. So, you know, black people loved her. So, you know, RIP Betty White. I really hate that she couldn't hit her centennial mark. She was shy a couple of days. But, you know, God had other things planned for her. Yeah. It was time for her to rest.
Yeah. I don't think I've seen like a full episode of Golden Girls.
Oh my God.
Dun dun dun.
I can't get on you about that. I think again it goes back to like how people were raised. So when Khan used to watch me, that's all Khan was watching was Golden Girls. Golden Girls or Living Single was all Khan was watching. So I was always getting I watched Living Single by myself, but I was never watching Golden Girls unless I was at Khan house or watching with Khan. So then I'm my own.
Know, my aunties is only 10 years older than me. Max, yeah. The oldest is 9 years older than me.
Yeah.
So
that's what I do want to do. So we can do that too. I know we got a lot of
people. I want to watch at least one episode. I mean, once she passed and people were posting the clips, I definitely had some laughs.
So. I want to watch it. Because I've seen some episodes here and there as an adult, but I want
to
watch it
thoroughly as an adult.
Yeah, yeah. Because I laughed it a little bit.
I just remember it used to come on, like, Lifetime or something. It used to...
One of those channels.
I thought it used to be on Lifetime.
Something like that, yeah. I just loved the song. I used to sing my ass off to that theme song. God damn it. That's literally one of the best theme songs ever. Ever.
It really is.
Ever. Ever. Amongst any show. I love the Jeffersons and shit, too. But when it comes to, like, overall catchy, just something that's a feel-good-ass song, like, bruh, Golden Girl.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah.
Also, RIP Sidney Poitier. Sir Sidney Poitier. He was up there in age, too, and I'm not going to lie. This is not being disrespectful. I honestly thought he had already passed away. When I saw it on TMZ, I got it on my phone. I was like, oh, shit, damn. But then I was like, damn. I thought he had, well... Guess not. But anyway, you know, literally like the first black person to ever win a Academy Award, and definitely, well, I think for best male actor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Trailblazer.
Yeah, the first. Isn't he the only? No, Halle. Actor? No, Halle is the only black woman to win Best Actress.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Wait, he might.
Actually, Whoopi got Best Supporting, and for who? I think Ghost.
Okay, so who's black male actor, Best Actor? Daniel Kaluuya last year? Or no, I think he got supported. I think he was supported. Actually, no, because he was the main character. It might have been him last year.
Best male actor winners.
Oscars.
But yeah, man. What's the other word? I can't think of the other word. How many black actors have won an Oscar for best actor? Jamie Foxx got one in Ray.
Oh, okay, okay, okay.
Who else? Let me see. Best actor. Help me, babe.
What are you talking about? I don't know. You got the thing
up. I'm trying to look. I'm just trying not to hold up too much time.
It's okay. Moving on.
Yeah, but R.I.P.
He wasn't the only one. That was the Halle Berry that I was thinking about. Because she had like a whole op-ed about him and all this stuff. And
Denzel gotta have. Oh, Forrest Whitaker has one. Damn, this shit keeps skipping around. The Last King of Scotland.
Oh, okay.
Jamie Foxx got one for Ray.
Okay, cool. Shout out to them. Mm-hmm. Yes, rest in peace, Mr. Sidney Poitier. Let me tell you my Sidney Poitier connection.
Okay.
So, guess who was like one of my... That movie is so funny to me.
What?
Guess Who?
Oh, guess who?
Bernie Mac. Oh, yeah, yeah, Ashton Kutcher. Yeah, it's good. Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite movies.
It's a good movie.
And I found out that it was a remake of Sidney Poitier's Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Yeah.
So that's my...
connection.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cute.
That's how I heard about him. But yeah, no, Guess Who's... That's such a fucking funny movie. Yeah. I want to watch that.
It's really good. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Also very influential and, you know, spoke highly in... You know, when it came to, like, you know, civil rights matters and, you know, black issues. Of course, he was Bahamian American. So, you know, he was all about, you know, us, you know.
Kinda.
You know?
I heard he said some disparaging things about black women. But
here and there. I think he did have a Caucasian woman at the time, you know.
Chanel.
I think it's around the time of, you know, nigga just trying to get back at the man. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Fucking y'all white bitches.
Okay.
But moving right along, you know.
Oh shit, I touched the mic.
Girl, you better stop touching this mic.
Anyways. What, okay, so did you watch the Moon Knight trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. I thought
Moon Knight. What's that?
See, oh my God, here I thought you were. So Moon Knight is going to be a new Disney Plus show. You sure you didn't watch it?
I didn't watch it. I saw somebody post about it, but I didn't watch it.
Okay, so you got to watch it now.
Oh, Lord.
We're going to do a live reaction. I believe it's in GroupMe.
Hold on, I'm sure.
I believe it's in the chat.
Moon Knight trailer. I'm a YouTube baby, so I stay on YouTube. Boom, I'm already here, baby. Sorry, it's 1:57.
Yeah, it's not that long.
I can't tell the difference between my waking life and dreams.
This is a show?
Yes, okay. It's a Disney Plus show.
Okay.
Mm-mm. We also didn't post about it on the Twitter because I was being lazy, but it came out, y'all, on Monday.
You're bloody useless, Steven.
She's on something funny.
What's the contact lens?
Hope you find it.
Thanks.
You mean you're tripping on acid?
Shout out to Kid Cudi getting a check.
Not the Motorola flip. I had that phone.
Why did you call me now?
The razor.
It must be very difficult. The voice. Yeah. in your head. There's chaos in you.
Man, I should be acting.
What else are you playing in?
Embrace the chaos.
I didn't answer.
I'm trying to think of something you may have seen.
He's in a Star Wars movie.
Oh, you know who he played that you would know? He played Apocalypse in X-Men Apocalypse.
Okay.
That's the only thing I can think of. Do you know?
I love everything.
He had heavy makeup on in that movie, but it was
So, I mean, interesting. Looks draining.
Looks draining?
I mean, it's like a lot of like mental issues.
Yeah,
he
has a multiple personality disorder.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot. The character looks interesting as far as, like, I don't know. I'm worried and concerned that it's going to be, like, heavy dialogue. It looks like it's going to be one of those heavy dialogue.
But he was also whipping some ass.
He was, but it seemed like it took a while for him to get to that point. Like, that's what I'm, like, maybe in that could be the trailer setup. But it just seemed like, damn, how long is it going to take for him to get to this point? Like, to him to get to that, to Moon Knight. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if it's going to take a while to, you know, I don't want to get that far in because, first of all, you know, they already be giving us like 8 episodes or 5 to 8 episodes, depending on, you know,
yeah,
whatever it is. You know, they've given us either 5 episodes. Well, how many episodes was what's that, Wanda? Was she six?
Yeah.
So they've given us like 6 to 8 episodes.
I think this is going to be 6 episodes.
Okay. So yeah, they're going to have to get to it. But.
Exactly.
Character also. Well, I don't know, y'all. This is just me looking at it with my third eye because I don't know who the fuck this nigga is. But I don't know. The character looked a little CGI-ish. Looked heavy a little on the CGI.
Oh, his costume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Looking like Apocalypse.
So,
And Apocalypse was an Egyptian god too, kind of.
Yeah, so, you know, but, you know, we'll see. You know, I'm going to always give it a gander and give it a look. I'm sure this shit all ties in somehow. How is he related to?
So, I don't know how he's related. I just know somewhat of his backstory and what.
Well, do tell.
I just know he has multiple personality disorder. And I don't know, he uses his different personalities to access different parts of his powers.
I was going to say, in what movie is he going to appear in? Like, to
oh,
what?
Yeah, I have no idea.
Oh, okay. I didn't know who he's going to be connected to.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm assuming, though, I could, you know, this is just my assumption. I have no idea. But probably, like, Kit mm-hmm. Harington's character in Eternals. Probably them and Blade. They kind of seem like, you know how we were talking about in the group chat, the different, like, levels that they're going to do for Phase 4. Mm. Like, the Earth level, the space level, and what did somebody say? Was the Earth level, space level, street level? I don't remember. But it's going to... I think he's going to be, like, Earth level.
Okay.
So, like, magic, but, like, Earth.
Gotcha.
So, cool. I thought the trailer looked cool. Jose did mention that he's kind of, like, Batman of the MCU, kind of.
Okay.
So... Mm. Now you're intrigued.
Slightly more interested.
Okay. Let's get into our homework segment. So homework is when you go to counseling and you get an assignment and then you have to come back and discuss it. So during our homework segment, we talk about weekly shows that we've been watching and discuss them. So first on the list, of course, is Euphoria. So Euphoria premiered on January 9th. With an excellent premiere episode. Amazing. They literally gave us every single thing we wanted in one episode.
Oh, wait,
actually, I don't know.
We didn't talk about Euphoria yet?
No.
Oh, shit.
Exactly. And, like, honestly, I really wanted to pod right after it came off because I was just so fucking hyped. Like, I was, like, couldn't. I was just, like, fueled with excitement at the end of the first episode. So, let's just, you know, quick synopsis. First episode, Rue's back on drugs, riding around with Fezco and baby Ashtray. And they are, I know, I'm going to go back.
So you're not going to skip all that ass. I'm not going to.
Well, why was you talking Jesus about Christ. It? I wasn't going to skip it, but I was going to say it started with Fez's backstory.
Okay.
Yeah. It started with Fez's backstory. Go ahead, talk about
it. No, go ahead. You talk about where you were going. I'll go back to that later.
Okay, yeah. So, obviously, Rue is back on drugs and riding around with Fezco and Ashtray on a drug deal. So, obviously, you know, they survived. So, the way season 8 ended, you don't know if Mouse, I think his name was. Pretty sure it was Mouse. Was going to kill Fezco for, like, the missing drugs or the drugs that he had to get rid of before he got raided. So, that's not how it starts off, but I can't remember how it starts off, but that's how you know that they're fine. They're about to go do a deal. Mm-hmm. Then we go into Fez's backstory. And it opens up with his grandma walking into a strip club.
All ass. I did not know her ass was in here. Why is this door open?
She just came. Go ahead. Continue.
So we open up with Fez's granny or whatever pulls up to this strip club. Pulls up to this strip club that it appears that we don't know who own it. We just see her walking, bypassing through all the strippers. Walking through all the bad security, moving the fuck out the way. Like, so apparently we already know, like, you know, she's well known. I thought she was a madam or some shit, or like, you know, like she owned the shit or something like that. But walked in and popped this nigga in the knee while he was getting some head. Saw a penis. You know, HBO quickly throw a penis in there on you.
Euphoria, not even HBO.
Well, you know, Game of Thrones.
I didn't even see that many penises in Game of Thrones.
It was a couple, not many. It wasn't nothing important. Yeah, it wasn't the main characters. It was like the niggas off on the side, like the extras.
Which I guess it is in this show too, but like.
Basically, because.
This show is like dick, overkill. It's a sausage party for real.
Yeah.
At least this episode was. Second episode, not so much. Thank God, because I needed a break.
So we get the whole, dialogue, and we understand that this is Fez's father that she just shot. I forget the whole instance. I'm not sure why she
would. They don't say.
Okay, yeah. So, pretty much,
he did something to piss her off.
Yeah.
And her his mama off, or his something happened to his mom. Granny had to run up in there.
And pretty much said, Fez, live with me now.
Yep.
And she raised that nigga, and that nigga became her little sidekick and started running
her business partner.
Yeah, started running drug deals, and he pretty much learned the business from her. And, you know, we saw that she got sick, she got ill, and, you know, eventually passed away. So he pretty much had to take over, and he became...
She didn't pass away.
She didn't pass? That's
who he'd been taken care of.
Oh, shit, I'm tripping. I thought I'd kill the lady off and everything.
No, that's who he's been taking care of. My bad, so shot. But it looks... The way that the shit is shot is like, it looks like it happened a long time ago because, the way that he's taking care of her, like her being incapacitated, she looked 80 years old, but when the shit popped off, she wasn't that old. And also, he's not that old. So it's kind of like, okay, what is the timeline? I mean, obviously, they filmed it in that certain aesthetic anyways, but obviously, whatever illness she has, you know, kind of sped up her aging process. But yeah, she hasn't passed yet.
Okay. But yeah, and you know, he pretty much had to be a father to, what's his name? Ashtray. We saw how Ashtray came in the picture.
Exactly. You didn't even talk about how Ashtray
got there. Yeah, so we saw how Ashtray got in the picture and shit. What, you know, stripper's kid or something like that?
Somebody collateral was using her baby as collateral, and she was supposed to come back and get him, but she never did.
Yeah.
Like, probably a drug addict, honestly.
So that's how Ashtray got into the picture. One big happy family.
Yes, and Ashtray is about that action. Yeah,
he want all the smoke.
Ashtray is the one who ends up killing Mouse and injuring, I forgot this other kid's name. I was gonna say Ice Tray. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what his name was, but they. Oh, you know what I wanted to do? I wanted to play it while in the background, not up loud, obviously on mute. But he ends up bashing their heads in with hammers. And shout out to Mr. I think his name is Javon Walton, and I'm pretty sure he's from Georgia, of course. They have like this video that's been going viral about him and how he's like into gymnastics and the box. So he really be beating ass. Like, this kid is like for real. And when he jumped off that couch, I was like, oh my God. I was like so shocked when he jumped off that couch. Cause I thought he was just gonna wait in the back. Like, I thought he was gonna wait and see if they were gonna try to do something, but he wasn't waiting. He was like, I don't like this shit. Let's end this right here. Boom, boom.
Yeah, he ran.
Pop, pop. So, shout out to Baby Ashtray. He's definitely my new MVP of the season. So, yeah, anyway, they run. They meet this new distro. getting back into my power. My power mindset.
Distro.
A new distributor. They meet her, and then they require everybody to get naked. So you think, oh my God, Zendaya about to have to get naked? Oh my God.
I knew that.
But yeah, of course she didn't. And they end up meeting a heroin addict. That was a crazy thing. They meet a heroin addict. She's the other drug dealer's girlfriend. Shenanigans ensue, whatever. Then they go to this New Year's Eve party. Then we also see Cassie and how she met up with Nate. Cassie been highly depressed. Obviously, she just went through an abortion, so she's just really fucked up. And she's 16 and is not getting the proper help that she needs. So they go to, she jumps out the car while the girls are on the way to the party, and she just, you know, wandering the street. Nate comes in, offers her a beer, offers to take her to the party. Of course, she gets in. Then Nate starts driving like a fucking speed demon down the fucking Pacific Coastal Highway. And I really thought, like, these niggas is finna die.
Yeah.
Like, this nigga is insane. Which we already know, but like, my God. And then this dumb fucking bitch, Cassie.
She getting off on
that. Right! She done got wet. About to take her goddamn drawers off.
She finna get her goddamn head knocked off like Hereditary.
Okay. And that's the thing too. Niggas was triggered. Talking about, bitch, this bitch ain't never seen Hereditary. Because her head finna get knocked off. Like, why are you hanging? This man is going 100 miles per hour. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Caucasian. Young and Caucasian.
Anyway, so speed up. Okay, looks like he got hit. So that's why Granny went to go.
Yeah, he probably hit him in the face. So yeah. Abused him.
So they make it to the party. And then next thing you know, they fucking in the bathroom.
That look like the strip club on GTA. I promise you it do. I promise you it do.
So they're fucking in the bathroom, and Maddie is knocking on the door because as soon as she get in, of course she gotta pee. You know, they've been pre-gaming in the car.
Right.
Of course she gotta pee. So obviously in this big ass house, it's only one bathroom, I guess. So she knocking on the door, and Nate's big ass, distinct ass voice, hold on a second. Of course Maddie is gonna know that Nate is in the bathroom.
Right.
So now she really ain't leaving. Cause now she gotta see this nigga. So anywho, so now it's like a scary movie moment, cause Cassie is literally scared for her life that Maddie is finna catch her fucking her ex. And
scared for her life. I ain't never seen somebody that scared on TV before. Like trembling. I ain't never seen somebody that scared somebody on TV.
Like Maddie was a fucking Grim Reaper and some shit. Her life flashed before her eyes. So there's a whole scene about this whole bathroom shenanigans. It ends up being that homegirl hides in the tub and Maddie never gives a fuck to check who is in the tub, even after the guy who followed her in the bathroom says, oh my God, it's a bitch in the tub. Who gives a fuck? Maddie was out. So
I ain't gonna lie, I know that. I'm like, wait, it's a bitch in the tub the whole time? Who in there?
Right. And Maddie was like, I don't give a fuck. Let's go dance. So that happens. And then you have Rue. So Rue, oh my God, Rue. This girl. Rue done did the hair on. Rue saw the hair on and she was curious, I guess. And was like, I ain't never done that.
She did the bass.
I said, I know Rue ain't finna do this hair on.
Free bass.
Oh my God. Mm-hmm. So
I mean, when you a druggie, I mean, you are already there. You might well go.
Right, especially after the other girl got at her ass.
Yeah.
Was like, bitch, you think you better than me just cause you doing pills? Mm-hmm. You ain't. So Rue was probably like, all right, challenge accepted. This girl wanna see Jesus so bad.
Immediately.
I mean, she's just begging. She's begging for it.
Yeah.
She goes in the house. I believe she's trying to avoid Jules. She sees that Jules there, but she's trying to avoid her. And so then she, I think she sees this guy in the laundry room doing drugs and she just kind of busts in on him and is like, hey, let me know, you know, tell me what you're doing. He was like, I'm not doing nothing. And she was like, I'll tell you what I did if you tell me what you're doing. So anyway, she done met her new bestie and this bitch fucking goes into cardiac arrest.
Everybody died.
Talking about... Get the Adderall in my shoe. I'm gonna be all right. Like, oh my God, girl. This girl is, I mean.
She said that was a close one.
Right. Just calm as ever. Like, bitch about to die. She's just like,
I really thought I was gonna die for a second there.
A whole mess.
Oh, and I forgot. Rewind for a quick second. Shout out to Lil Meech, too. Lil Meech was in his thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He played Travis. I wonder if he's going to come up again. I don't know. He was in an episode, too. Yeah. So, any whoosies, Rue stays alive, and then she's at a bonfire and smoking. And oh my God, Zendaya can't even fake smoke weed. And it's great because it reminds me of me.
I said, y'all smoke a light.
But no, my sister don't even be inhaling. No smoke be coming out. Which is great. I'm like, is it real weed in the blood? Like, why she scared to pull?
It don't be real.
She don't want no smoke, literally.
It's probably like some type of tobacco or something.
Which I feel like it's worse. Like, just
that's why she's probably not smoking it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. She's like,
but she was smoking them cigarettes back to back in Malcolm and Marie. I mean, she probably wouldn't even. She probably wouldn't even doing that. Yeah, she probably doing the same little thing. Yeah. So then Jules pulls up on her after Jules is kind of like, I just want to black out. I don't want to remember shit. She sees Rue and she's like, oh my God, I gotta talk to my girl. So they start to chit chatting, and long story short, they get back together. So, oh, and she asked Rue when she relapsed. So she know this bitch is on drugs. Mm-hmm. And Rue was like, it's just weed, bitch.
Okay.
You think I'm fucking stupid? but anyway, tells her when she relapsed. Let her know that it was when she left, as Jules feared. If you watched her episode, as she feared, yeah, Grim cracked the skull. So Jules was... You know, kind of triggered by that, but you know what? They end up together anyway. And I'm gonna just say this: anybody that ships rules, y'all need help. Seek fucking help. This relationship is toxic as hell. It's horrible. I don't care how cute they are. Yes, they're cute as fuck, but they don't need to be together at all.
They need therapy.
At all. At all.
They need therapy.
Like, let's not ship this. Let's not ship this. But anyways, speaking of ships, so Kat and Ethan, they became my kind of favorite ship after the end of season one. Because I was like, oh my God, this is the only, you know, healthy relationship in the show. And they're in love, exchanging I love yous. Oh, I love you, I love you too. That's all we got from Kat and Ethan this episode. Or the first episode. Then the moment. Fez on the couch talking to Lexi. Yeah. So now everybody's new ship is what I like to call
Fexy.
Fexco. I don't like Fexy. Oh. Just say Fexco.
Lesco.
Lexco. Lexco. Lexco.
Lesco.
I like Lexco. So anyway, that's everybody's new ship. So this is where you kind of see like this is the most perked up we've seen Fez the entire series. So he's like, oh, he's asking her questions. I mean, he's high as shit, but he's, you know, asking her about herself. You know, we're really getting to know Lexi a little bit through Fez because he's actually talking to her like she's a peer versus like the high and mighty how kind of all of the other kids in school be talking to her.
And I'm not going to hold you. The whole time the nigga was there, I'm like, yo, why is he here?
Really?
The whole time he was there, I'm like, yo, why is he here?
Well, okay, I'm going to tell you. Because he's a drug dealer at the party. But no, Ashtray was doing the selling. Ashtray was doing the selling because he had the backpack.
It just felt weird. Like, that whole conversation between him and Lexi felt like
this little boy. He is such a good actor.
It felt like it was like a cover-up or some shit. Like, he was there for another purpose or some shit. So I really felt that for some reason.
Well, he was there for another purpose.
That's what I'm saying. Exactly.
We gonna get to it. Oh, let's also talk about how McKay old ass pulled up at a high school party a fucking again. Like, nigga, aren't you in college? What are you still doing here? And then immediately got pressed about the fact Cassie didn't say nothing. All Cassie said was, I just don't think I'm a good person. And this nigga immediately folded.
Bruh. McKay is just such a disappointment. The one nigga we get on this goddamn show.
He's a huge disappointment.
Just what a waste. Like, what a waste. Just trash. And I don't lie to you. They should have, what's called it? They should have came back. I don't know. I'm going to tell you what I really wanted from him. I wanted his character to be traumatized.
Oh, from the frat shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
He should have been traumatized.
He has a storyline. And been a
like,
good one.
And been like on some like revenge shit. Or like, I don't know. Like, I just felt like that should have went somewhere deeper. Or they should have dove a little more into that. As opposed to this nigga coming back all skipper and chipper like nothing ever fucking happened. I can guarantee you, if I come back to this motherfucker, I'm even coming back to whoop some ass. Or
who ass he whooping?
The frat motherfuckers.
Oh, okay. But he wasn't at a frat. He wasn't at a college.
He was at a college.
He was at the high school party.
He was at a high school party?
The New Year's Eve party was the high school party.
When did he get raped?
Last season.
That was at a college party.
Yes. Because he was joining a frat. You see, you should have rewatched the whole season. Yeah, he was joining frat. So it was a Halloween party. He took, yeah. Or a Halloween weekend. It was two Halloween parties.
So he's a sophomore.
Well, technically, he's still a freshman. He's going into his second semester of freshman year.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. He should be traumatized right now.
Obviously, he was joining a white frat.
Yeah, let us see. Yeah, I don't know. Like you said, let us see what he doing with that now.
Right, let us see what he got going on at school. Like, yeah. That shit was crazy. I watched that scene, I was like, oh my God. Like, I clenched up again. Like, oh.
Well, I couldn't rewatch that scene.
It was horrible.
Because the one thing about that scene was that shit was too long. That was a long, uncomfortable ass scene.
Yes. And then what he did to Cassie afterwards, it was a lot.
I was like, all right, bro. I can't do that one. But, yeah. I don't know. So the fact that this thing is all back all cheerful and shit and still trying to get at this girl, it's just like, nigga, move on. Ain't nobody in college? Like,
literally hundreds of millions of girls. And you stuck on this one.
This one.
I know she got nice titties, bro, but you gotta move.
That's it. That's all. That is all. And I ain't gonna lie to you. Niggas in my group, me, them niggas been going wild over that shit.
I don't even know why that.
Them niggas been going wild. They be like, yo, yo.
No, she really has, like, the best boobs in the industry. Not the industry.
What?
The movie industry. On the not show, the adult film industry. I don't know about those titties, but on the show.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, we ain't seen nobody else's titties.
Yeah.
Maybe we seen Maddie's titties. Maybe we seen Jules' titties. Actually, I lied. We have seen other titties.
I didn't think we was going to see her titties.
Who?
Cassie.
We saw them the first season.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't recall that.
On the, so she was like, basically, Cassie just live and die by men, so they'll be recording her and all.
Oh, yeah. I do remember that. But it was like brief. She had these titties out for a long ass time for this damn scene, but anyway.
I mean, you mean episode 2. I was gonna say it was even longer for episode 2.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which obviously that's what, you know, Nate was fantasizing about. Yeah. And they really objectify her on this show a lot. However, so where were we at? McKay. So then McKay folds about Cassie. He don't even know what she did. She didn't say nothing. She just said, "I'm not a good person." This nigga, mm-hmm. So he goes, and Nate start pressing up on him like a fucking weirdo.
Yeah, that shit was super weird.
It's fucking weird as shit. Like, just, despicable. So then Fez was like, "You know what, Lexi? It's about time for me to go. Ash, let's, Runo, Rue, we about to leave. Come get in the car if you want to ride." And so Ash was looking real nervous. And I'm like, why the fuck is Ash looking nervous? Like some shit about to get aired out. So, shit goes. So then, Fez takes off his nice cable knit sweater. And, cause I guess he doesn't want to fuck it up. But I was just like, oh, he about to go back into the streets. You know, this was his school sweater. Good clothes to look like a regular kid. And now he's going to go back into the street. Right. That's what I was thinking. Then he goes up, he puts eyes on Nate, and he starts making a drink. And Nate's dumbass was like, "Didn't you threaten me last year?" And Fez was like, "Nah, he was like, it's good. It's a new year, playboy." And then not even a half a second later, bust that bottle upside Nate's head. And when I tell you, I screamed. That was the best thing I'd ever seen in my life. And then just start wailing on that nigga. Just wop, wop, whoop, wop. What's the Kaya video? Da, 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 da. Woo, it was so great. It took like 5 people to pull Fez off of that nigga. It was amazing. So yeah, Nate got his ass beat. And that's all we ever wanted. It's, again, after I did my rewatch, I re-hated that nigga. So seeing that nigga get his ass stomped was amazing to me. And then of course Zendaya at the end, damn, that was like so fucking funny. So that was episode 1. I'm not gonna go that deep because I feel like we went hella deep on episode 1, and episode 2 really wasn't as eventful as episode 1, I say. So do you want to talk about episode 2? I'm just gonna pull it up just cause you said no, you don't want to talk about episode 2.
I barely remember it. if I discuss it, all I'm gonna talk about is the very end, cause that's all I gave a fuck about. That episode was dry for me.
It was very dry. So for the most part, what happened was
we saw Nate get up out of his shit, basically, and saw his...
Oh, yes. We talked about that. So he's dreaming about Cassie. Oh, my God. She's the perfect woman. I want to marry her. I want to have her baby. So he's just daydreaming about Cassie. But keep close attention that he also was daydreaming about Jules, too. Mm-hmm. And he... yeah, so he's basically in his coma after the fight, and his dad touches him, and this nigga starts seizing up because he really hates his fucking dad. He hates his fucking guts. And he also is texting both Cassie and Maddie, and oh, Maddie has a job. Maddie's a babysitter to my girl Minka Kelly. We don't know her name in the series. Hot, we call her Toxic Hot Mom. So she's babysitting and trying on the ladies' clothes and almost gets caught. But, you know, Maddie's that girl. So, whatever. But she's, like, still...
No, wait. Time out. We're not finna just ride past that.
What?
Why is she in this lady fucking closet trying on her clothes? Like, not
even... giving Kayatana.
Like, ass out. Like, ass cheeks. Like literally, like, naked in this lady fucking dresses and in this lady fucking clothes. And it's like, yo, like, girl... What the fuck? I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, y'all in high school, so y'all can't really afford this shit, I guess. But still, it's just like...
Yeah, I don't know if I would have tried anything on.
Look at that shit. Like, oh, my God. Like
held a bag up and took a picture.
Yeah.
Oh, she wanted to stunt. She was taking pictures in the shit.
She was taking pictures in it. I'm like, yo, girl, you are tripping.
Yeah. So, that's Cassie's job. What else happened here?
Maddie,
my bad. Rue and Rue, Jules, and Elliot meet. Obviously, Jules is jealous of Rue and Elliot, which is real funny because Jules said, I think my world got too small. Like, she doesn't want to just be surrounded by Rue, but Rue can't have other friends. Obviously, this is a horrible new friend for Rue to have. And my theory with Rue, because Rue swears nobody knows that she's high all the time, which cannot be true. So I believe that everybody around her knows that she's high and they're going to intervene on her and she's not going to be ready for it. So that's what I think. Because I'm like, why wouldn't your drug sponsor, like, I just feel like it's irresponsible for him not to disclose to her mom. Maybe if it wasn't in front of her face, but I feel like that's irresponsible. Like, he knows. He was like, how you going on your little suicide? How you doing on your little suicide mission? Like, he knows this bitch has a death wish. So I don't know. I'm thinking that they know she's high, but because she said in season one that she's an unreliable narrator, it looks like she's getting away with this shit, but I really don't think she is. So that was Rue's storyline. Then we had Kat and Ethan. Come to find out, Ethan ain't really doing it for Kat. Kat is still living in her head and, you know, still fantasizing about Game of Thrones characters. And she's also just really depressed. She just doesn't feel like herself, doesn't know who she is. And she knows that Ethan is a good guy, but, you know, in season one, she was just kind of like, she loved fucking with men. So, like, literally just, like, taking whatever she wanted from them. And so this is just not the relationship that she's happy in right now, even though she feels like she should be. Then Cal Jacobs pushes up on Lexi and Cassie and mom and their mom in their house. And first of all, I would have never let that white man in my house. And two, I would have never let that white man in my house talking to my kids like that. Mm-hmm. Talking to me like that.
Yeah. I think he got pool or something, don't he? He got pool in the city or something?
Yeah, maybe he's that's something like the man in the city, but like still, like,
you know, people get intimidated. Oh, he got pool. I don't want to.
Whatever. So he finds out, of course, Cassie folds, tells him it was Fez. He finds out, tries to pull up on Fez. Lexi tries to get to Fez first, but then she get caught up. She sees Fez with, I think her name is Faye, who's the heroin addict. Fez being the father figure that he is to the whole hood is just taking care of Faye because some shit went down. But of course, Lexi gets intimidated and she can't get out that this man is after you before he actually comes in the store. Shenanigans, they don't ensue, but it's kind of like a standoff with Cal letting Fez Co know, like, I know it was you. And Fezco letting him know, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And Ash pulling a gun out of a cereal box because Ash is about that action. So that happens. Then Cal goes back home and you can talk about the ending.
So Cal goes back home and sees, what's his name?
Nate.
Goes to talk to Nate or whatever. It's like, yo, like, you know, what the fuck is going on? Like, why the fuck did you let this fucking gas station kid or whatever, what?
He kissed him and talked to him and he immediately starts seizing up.
Oh. Why'd you let this fucking kid, like, punk you and all this other shit, blah, 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 blah. Like, you know, he's, you know, you can probably handle him, basically, on some shit like that. And he's like, do you really want to get into this shit? He's like, alright, basically. So, you remember Rue? Okay.
Jules.
I'm saying, yeah, fucking, I'm about to say, I want to say rules. You remember fucking Jules? So, yeah. Got recorded. No, did I say they didn't get recorded? Got recorded. She told Rue.
That tape.
Yeah, she told Rue.
It's still missing.
Yeah, she told Rue. You know, of course, and then, you know, Rue and Fez are besties, so he was basically looking out. I was trying to protect your bitch ass.
And Cal looking up there with the stuck face.
Stuck. Like, motherfucking Chuck. Then, of course, he mentions the tape. And he's like, do you have it? He kept asking that shit. No, motherfucking, he does not. Maddie has that shit.
And I can't wait for that bitch to use it. My God. So, yes, that was the episode, too.
Yeah, that was the best part of that shit. Oh, and Nate also told Cassidy that they can't be together, but then they fuck. Make it make sense.
Down. Horrendous.
And Jose was like, he wants better for Cassie. Cassie gotta want better for her motherfucking self.
Exactly.
Like,
there's no help for Cassie. There's no help for Jules. Jules, you see this crackheaded bitch?
Yeah.
And still. But anyways, no help for these kids at all. Get a therapist. But yeah, that's not gonna happen. We need the drama. All right. So yeah, Euphoria, off to a good start. Excited to see where the season is gonna go. Scream.
Trash. Throw it away. Next. What's the next topic?
This is what I'm going to say about Scream really quickly. I feel the thing that took me out of the movie was all of the meta commentary. They probably thought that shit was clever and cute. It was horrible. I do not need a movie telling me that it's a movie and a reboot and a recall. And I'm pretty sure that's kind of a part of the Scream.
That's always me. Yeah, it's part of this. Yeah.
But it was just like so heavy handed that I really, really hated it. And I felt like, honestly, it was a little disrespectful to the genre. Like, but I guess maybe if I watched Scream again and I watched the other Scream, then I'd be like, oh, okay, this is just what
it's like
do.
Horror comedy. Yeah, it's like horror comedy. It's low-key, it's like a slightly more serious version of Scary Movie.
Which is why they made Scary Movie.
Exactly. Because it's like, it's practically almost there. Like, it has its satire, it has its most, lot of humorous parts or whatever, but it's just...
so heavy-handed.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was just very heavy-handed.
The only thing that I liked about this movie, and of course, I live in nostalgia, is just seeing the original cast. Of the original people. The people, the ones I could recognize. Other than that, I didn't really care. I also hated that, you know, they made this fucking movie to only kill original characters. It's just like, why? Y'all hype this shit up to kill OGs? That's what we doing now? I'd be mad as fuck if they killed motherfucking Tobey motherfucking Maguire, Spider-Man, and goddamn No Way Home.
Yeah, that'd have been awful.
You know what I mean? So it's just like, for y'all to kill this nigga... It's just like, well, damn.
I also wanted to talk about how there were, you know, they tried to diversify the cast, but all of the parents were still white. None of the colored parents made an appearance in the film.
Oh, yeah, Taissa was in that bit. I forgot.
Shout out to Jasmine Savoy. She's our new fave. She out here. The new Scream Queen.
Booked.
But yes, none of the colored parents were on the scene. Taissa and them, they daddy, where the fuck was he? The fucking main character's mom was stuck in London. And they're obviously two Latina girls. And we gotta see fucking, shout out to my man though, Skeet Ulrich. We gotta see a fucking, what is it called? What do they call it? De-aged version of him in her mind. And we get to see this. The mom. Like, what is going on? Like, please, save it. Save the forced diversity. Don't be trying to be diverse and not be diverse. Like, come on. It's so aggravating. It's so aggravating. I'm trying to think, though, if there was a positive for the movie. Like you said, the old members. And, I mean, I did like some of the suspense. Like, some of the parts where you thought somebody was going to jump out and they didn't. That was kind of cool, too. Like, when... what was that child name from 13 Reasons Why? What was his name? We can't stand him.
Clay.
Clay. I know that's not his real name. I'm sorry, sir. Yes, when Clay kept opening up doors and we thought Ghostface was going to pop.
Leatherface.
This was going to pop out. That was a fun time. And then they did like the little scream. Like that he's gonna get got in the shower. Mm-mm. I mean the psycho. Scream.
Nothing about this movie had it for me. The only good thing about this movie was...
And then his dumbass mom, who was a cop, got killed. I'm like, bitch, you're a cop. How you get killed?
Yeah. Only thing about the movie that was good was the fact that it was free. And the fact that...
Yeah, shout out to Noel, who we had on the pod. And happy birthday to him.
Yeah, it was a private screening.
Appreciate him for that.
He bought it out. You know what I'm saying? Rich nigga shit. And then the beer that I purchased, it was mighty pleasant. I had a Blue Moon, and it really quenched my thirst. Tall Boy. Yeah, and it really, you know, put that extra the extra kick on my evening. But other than that, that was the only thing that was good about that movie for me. Trash, trash, trash. Don't make another one, bitch. Next.
I think they are. I mean, Noel loved it, and all of his tweets are screaming positivity from the fandom, it's looking like. So I feel like they're probably going to get another
See, one. I think I'm a demon girl. Like, I need villains. I need...
That's not a demon girl.
Please
leave me alone.
I need the demons. I need the goddamn... I need the real, like... I need the paranormal. I need all of that shit because...
Demons.
I can't.
They're just not making good, outside of Fear Street, they're not making good slashers.
Because slashers ain't.
And even Fear Street was like half demoned a little bit. It was some supernatural in there. But I feel like outside of that first Fear Street, they ain't making slashers like how they used to. And the thing about a slasher is like the suspense of when are they going to get killed or where are they going to show up. And so...
Slashers, man, look. Here's the thing about slashers, I think, for me.
Or even, like, not a Freddy, but, like, make it into a situation that's like, damn, how am I supposed to escape this? Like, I can't sleep. Like, make it something like that. Us was a slasher. That's what I wanted to say. Us was a slasher movie. But it had a sick concept underneath it, just being a slasher movie.
Yeah.
I would say Get Out was a psychological thriller, but Us was a slasher movie.
But I'm just tired. Okay, so that's fine. Give us something different. But obviously, I'm just tired of the same shit. Like, the typical slasher. Not even the remakes. Just the typical slashers. Like, even the original, like, Michael. I mean, I'm sure all the Michael Myers and shit was scary back in the day in the fucking 70s and 80s and shit. But that shit ain't scary now. Like, even when I watched that shit back then... Now or the new shits, none of them shits are scary. Like the
I could do ghost Freddy, stories, but not the mom.
Freddy was scary because see she ass naked, she cheeks out trying on shit.
Oh, Samantha, that's
her. What was I saying, motherfucker?
Slash.
Oh, Freddy was scary because this nigga, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you had to, you couldn't even fucking rest. Like, yeah. The most peaceful time you're supposed to have in your fucking day is to sleep. And this nigga is going to kill you in your motherfucking sleep.
Yeah.
So it's like, that idea is scary. But, yo, you know, the, I don't know, all the other typical shit. I mean, which one used to be good? What was that motherfucking name? I Know What You Did Last Summer. The Man with the Hook.
Mm-hmm.
With the big ass raincoat, and, black raincoat, that shit used to be good.
Not Urban Legend.
Urban Legend, yeah. Yeah.
Jeepers Creepers. That was a slasher.
Jeepers Creepers wasn't no slasher.
Yes, it was.
It was not a slasher.
What would you consider it?
A horror movie. It was a horror movie.
They're all horror movies.
But I don't want to consider it no slasher. Slasher, I'm literally thinking like motherfuckers got a blade and they chasing your ass and they slashing you.
I mean, Jeepers, was he not chasing them? He was flying. He was flying. I mean, so I guess you could say it was like a supernatural.
Yeah.
A supernatural thing.
Yeah. See, give me something like that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, I don't know. I don't know. And again, maybe it could be that because I liked I Know What You Did Last Summer, and that was definitely a lot more. I feel like that was the more serious version of Scream. Because they both used to come out around the same time. Uh-huh. I think that's what Brandy was in. Wasn't Brandy in that? Was Brandy
yeah,
in
that? Yeah, I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Was Usher in that too?
Usher was in The Faculty.
Okay.
Which I rewatched, and it's still good.
But yeah, you know, somebody I Know What You Did Last Summer, I feel like, you know, that was the same on the same time as Scream or whatever, so they was like, you know, kind of similar, but...
Okay.
Yeah.
But it was the way you took a little more serious.
Yeah.
Got you.
But yeah, no more screens, please. I'm going to boycott them.
Okay, here's what I said on Twitter. And you probably going to hate me. You won't be in this in this brigade. Uh-huh. I want to be in this brigade. We'll see what happens. Now, if they reboot some shit that I really fucking love, perhaps. I can't think of anything that I really fucking love that I would want rebooted, though. But perhaps. However, I said, y'all, we don't want these reboots. We tired of these reboots. So let's just, as a collective, stop watching the shits. And maybe they'll give new shits a chance. And it's like, they give us like a few new movies, original films a year, and we stand. Uh-huh. And then it's like, but here's 50 more reboots on top of that. Uh-huh. It's like, no, no, you're back, you're going backwards.
It depends on
what we wanted the whole time.
It depends on what it is. Like, realistically, I looked at, and I hate, I'm not going to go off too far, but when I looked at the trailer for Coming to America, I knew it was going to be trash. I knew how they were setting it up. I could see the cheese in it. I could see all the corn just off of the trailer. So I knew it wasn't going to be the real follow-up that I really wanted. You know what I mean? Off of nostalgia, I only like the little small little nods for, you know, like I said, the niggas in the barbershop, the Soul Glow niggas, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just some of the nods to the original movie. But other than that, like, the movie was corn, the movie was trash. I didn't need the movie. So yeah, in that essence, I wouldn't have had to see it. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, so that's what I say. I don't know if it'll work again. I don't know what they could reboot that I would just. There are some things like Twilight. I feel like it needs a reboot just because it needs better actors and stuff like that, but mm-hmm. you know, just like just make it, but make it better. Like, it can be like, if something was made terrible the first time and you couldn't turn around and make it good, mm-hmm. like, I get that. But like, something that was good the first time and then you turned around and made it terrible makes no fucking sense. All right, you want to talk about old or you want to move on?
I'm not finna go through the whole fucking movie, but I'm just gonna talk about old in general. Old is a movie. I don't even know what. What?
Nothing. Go ahead.
What's so funny?
I was just thinking, you said, I'm not finna talk about no whole movie, and then you said, old is a movie. Like, you was about to give a synopsis anyway.
But just a brief. I'm not finna go like scene by scene.
One second.
Yeah. One sentence. So basically, old is a movie about this family who goes to this resort. At a resort or whatever, you have a different excursions and shit, of course. If y'all have never been to a resort, I'm sure y'all have at this point in y'all life. If not, y'all should definitely go do it.
Sorry, you're supposed amazing. To do the synopsis.
Anyway, let me tell. You go on, what's so funny? People who may not know.
Go ahead.
You got some local ass people who ain't never been nowhere. Ain't been outside people. Of I-20. Ain't never been on a flight. So I'm letting them know. Anyway, when you go to a resort, people who've never been, they have different excursions that you can partake in, things that you've never done, like, you know, water skiing or whatever the fuck, jet skiing, anything. So these people, they want to go to this particular part of the beach or this island or whatever that's close by. So they go to this island and basically they start to notice some shit, and long story short, they start to notice that they get old. They're getting older. The easiest way to tell is by the kids. The kids that are in the family, these motherfuckers, like, start aging like nothing. Like, they almost, like, they came in that bitch, like, 4 and 5. Next thing you know, these motherfuckers, like, 10 and 11. Some crazy shit. Like, seconds later. And they find out that every
30 minutes is, like, every
hour is a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. So these motherfuckers are getting older and older. The black people not cracking, that's on the island. But the white people is wrinkling like a motherfucker. So, yeah.
Dementia getting bad.
Yeah, dementia getting bad. They can't, vision getting bad. Can't start, you know, hard to see in. Can barely hear. So, yeah. And, you know, you start to see the end of how it all happened. Like, what's really going on. That's the main thing I hated. I hated the fucking end, like, of, like, the study. Like, why, like, it, that part didn't make no sense. I would have rather it been like something that,
you know, I had a Wikipedia.
Yeah, I would have rather it been something like, you know, something that actually was in the beach or something in the sand that kept them getting old. But the fact that it was something that they gave them or something they drunk or something like that, or
yeah. So they were trying to do drug trials, and so they were speeding up their aging in this part of the beach in order to what is it called? Research, review. That's not the word I'm looking for, but study. In order to study.
Research and study.
Yeah. But in order to study how they would, you know, react to these drugs for their certain ailments.
And the
see
whole.
What drugs work. So they had to speed up their aging process to get them through the trials faster.
And realistically, you knew something was up because the whole time you can see in the distance like a glare, like somebody was looking at them, like, you know. Mm-hmm. You saw like the reflection or some shit off of a binoculars or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. So you knew somebody was looking at them, but. You know, overall, I mean, it was pretty, I don't know, it was interesting, though. For some reason, I kept watching. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see what the fuck was going on. Like, why were they aging so fast? Like,
oh, and shout out to Alex Wolff from Hereditary. He was in it.
Oh, yeah. When I saw him, yeah, you was knocked the fuck out. When I saw him, I said, oh, that's Buddy from Hereditary. Oh, yeah.
I was like, but look at him, staking a check.
Yeah.
Screen King. He's staying a horror movie.
Yeah, for real. That damn mole. Him and that mole.
Mole.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, mole.
So, yeah. So, basically, him and his sister end up escaping because they made friends with the hotel manager's nephew, and they were communicating, and the nephew basically told them, if y'all get past the reef, you'll basically be out of the chemical zone. And so they swim through this reef again. I feel like this movie was M. Night Shyamalan just wanting to make a movie on an island, because that's what it looked like to me. But it was, you know, like you said, it was interesting.
When that body was there one moment, he went back over and that shit was all bones. I was like, damn. Yeah. That shit was dry as hell.
Okay, I can't believe we're just now getting to the first ad.
Oh, y'all, and then, like, when they would cut them in the like, so, like, just say, like, somebody would cut. Like, if it was a knife scene or some shit, like, some shit got violent. Mm-hmm. And motherfucker would, like, cut them, they would, like, time moving so fast, that shit would instantly heal. Like, it would instantly close up. They was trying to, old girl had a fucking tumor in her fucking liver or some shit or something like that. And they were trying to cut it open. It was the size of a softball. They're trying to cut it open to do like a. They had a surgeon there that was there, trying to do like a little incision to cut that shit open. That shit healed right back the fuck up. I was like, oh, that shit crazy. So then, oh, Juntao was in this movie. So if y'all haven't seen Rush Hour 1, the main villain from Rush Hour 1, Juntao, the Asian guy, he was in the movie. He was the one who was married to the black woman. He was the doctor as well. So he had put his hands inside the woman. To keep it open so they can take the tumor out.
Yeah.
That part I couldn't watch.
Okay.
But, yeah. So it was pretty good. I liked it. Okay. Just hated the ending. But,
okay. All right. So, again, I don't really have my ad ready. But, you know, check out Rooney's activewear this season. We're all getting it right and getting it tight. Beginning of the year, we got those resolutions and nothing to help you conquer your resolution of getting fit or going to the gym or staying healthy like new activewear. So make sure you shop our activewear sets. They're super cute. You're going to stand out. You're going to feel good. You're going to look good. So shop those activewear sets at RooneyBoutique.com. That's R-U-N-I Boutique.com. All right, it's time for tea.
I'm tired.
Of the week. Nah, we've been going broke. So, Yellow Jackets. Yellow Jackets has concluded.
Please, let's not do episode by episode.
No, we're not. I have notes and I have an outline. Okay, so, we're going to stick to those as best we can. We're not going to go episode by episode. I did want to do brief synopsis. We're not going to talk through it. We're not going to side comment. I'm just going to tell y'all what the show is about. So the show is about a high school female soccer team that makes it to like the national championship in Seattle. They are in New Jersey. So one of the girls' dads is rich. I believe it's Lottie's dad, maybe. I don't know. Somebody's daddy is rich and books them a private flight to their competition or game on the other match, soccer match. On the other side of the country, the plane goes down in, like, Canada somewhere. And now they have to survive in the woods by themselves. Come to find out, they were out there for 19 months. The show goes back and forth between the 90s when the girls are in the woods with their coach who is also missing a leg, and their coach who passed, two sons. So there's three men and then about 16 girls, I want to say. Well, two boys, one man, 16 girls. In this kind of like in the woods in the middle of nowhere, essentially. And then the show shows the four main characters from the four survivalists. There we go. Four survivors of the plane crash, and kind of what the aftermath, the after effects, and how they're going through their lives, you know, post going through this super traumatic experience. Because what you find out in the first episode is obviously they resorted to eating people at some point. So obviously they then been through some shit if they had to get to eating people to survive. And of course people were their teammates because there was nobody else out there unless they just ran up on some folks and started killing them. We don't know that. So that is the main synopsis of the show. Just some quick character profiles. Do you want to do them?
No, ma'am.
Why not?
Because I'm tired. I'm letting you drive the boat. I'm just going. I'm sorry.
You can't just be coasting. Okay, so character profiles. We have Ty Issa. She is kind of the
I barely know people's names. Eric, this whole all I know is Misty and Ty Issa. That's it. I can tell you about Misty. Go ahead.
So yeah, Ty Issa, she's kind of the leader of the group. She's the only black woman / girl, and she's a lesbian. She back when they were surviving, she was dating one of her teammates, Van. That's Ty Issa. She has some shit going on where she sleepwalks. Don't know when or where that started, but she has been sleepwalking. Then we have Nat. Nat is an alcoholic as a teenager and as an adult. Her adult self is just getting out of rehab, finds out her ex, Travis, is killed. Committed suicide. Travis was the only teenage boy basically with them while they were... What is it called? I don't say while they were surviving, but
while
yeah.
While they were lost?
Yeah, while they were lost. And so that's Nat still struggling with her drug and addictions. Then there is Shauna. Shauna is the housewife of the group in the modern times or contemporary times. But back in the 90s, she was kind of like the nerd, fat girl, best friend of Jackie. And Shauna is secretly sleeping with Jackie's boyfriend. Jackie is the popular girl, the girl who everyone loves and wants to be like. That's Jackie. Ain't no, she's rich. Ain't nothing bad ever happened to her. Come to find out, in modern times, Jackie did not make it. She is not alive. She died on the trip. And then we have Misty. Go ahead.
Misty's the goat. Misty is like the little nerd girl who don't get no shine and don't get no love back at the school or whatever. But while she on this trip or whatever, while they lost, she's kind of like...
She's thriving.
Yeah, she's thriving. Like, you know what I'm saying?
She was a team manager, what we call a manager in sports.
Yeah. She's like saving the day and shit. You know what I mean?
She knows everything about the woods. She got a little plant book. Like, bitch, why the fuck do you just have this?
Yeah.
Maybe she found it. I don't know.
She's the one who amputated the coach's leg to make sure the infection didn't spread or nothing like that. So she's like, oh, I took a class. What did she say? I took a class on this. It's like, what? Like, huh? So I don't know. I just love how nerdy she is and how knowledgeable she is in a way. Definitely weird. I mean, she does have a crush on this coach or whatever, but you know, I don't know. She's crazy and cute. I like it.
Okay. So yeah. And then also we're gonna talk about there's just a few side characters. Jeff, Shauna's husband, Lottie. Lottie is a psychic girl that was out there in the woods with them. And who else did I want to talk about? Shauna's boyfriend, who Shauna kills because she thinks that he's, what is it called? Extorting them. Who else? Any other side characters? Shauna's daughter, she's a bitch. There's a lot of side characters. But those are the main ones. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, B said his favorite character is Misty. My favorite character is Lottie. She's the psychic of the group. She's been trying to get these bitches together this whole time, trying to tell them, like, I have a feeling. And, of course, nobody wants to listen to her and think that she's just bullshitting or going through it. And Jackie's dumbass gonna say when they find a dead, they find this cabin in the woods and there's a dead body. And Jackie's like, oh my God, y'all, we ain't got shit to do. We bored. Let's do a seance. So they do a seance. During the seance, of course, Lottie being the, you know, sensitive one becomes possessed and hits her head through a window. And that's how she kind of like gets knocked back into reality. But she's possessed. Either way, she was possessed. At the end, come to find out, oh, they do shrooms on mistake, and they almost kill Travis. And so that's how you come to realize, like, oh, okay, this is how they got into the mindset of killing folks, because mm-hmm. they thought that man was a deer. Mm-hmm. And Lottie is kind of leading the charge. Like, Lottie is kind of going off the rails. And at the end, you... Lottie, I can't remember if she like knew the bear was coming or something, sensed it or whatever, but she went outside. There's a bear outside and the bear just laid down for Lottie to kill it. And so Lottie is like, I'm that bitch. And now she has created her own cult. Come to find out. Lottie is the mastermind of all of this shit. So, she's my favorite character. I'm excited to see adult Lottie and see how psychotic she actually is. And when we call these characters, like, mentally unstable, literally nobody on this show got any fucking sense. Like, no, all of these women are traumatized beyond fucking belief. Like, Natalie's still a drug addict. Shauna is a sociopath. She don't have no emotion. She stabbed that man and was like, oh my God, I just stabbed you. Oops. My bad. Like, she don't give a goddamn about anything. Taissa is still sleepwalking. And then, come to find out, she didn't sacrifice her dog to win this fucking election. So, we don't know what the fuck is going on. So, I would say those are my favorite characters. I would honestly say Taissa is kind of my favorite character, too. Just because she just got some shit going on, and I just can't wait to find out what is really going on with her. Yeah, that's how I feel about those people. Do we ship anybody on the show? It's like, it's kind of like you can't, because again, they're all bad. Would have shipped Nat and Travis, but he died.
Who is? No, ain't nobody on the show.
Ooh-wee, not Van and Taissa.
No, I don't ship nobody on the show.
Yeah.
I'm not, yeah, no.
Jeff just enabling his wife, honey. He's like, I know you've been through some shit. I got you. I'll even go down for murder for you. Like, what?
Yeah, that's lame.
What is going on?
Simping ain't easy.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, that, I'm just trying to think. Yeah, no, there's no ships on the show, but it's still a really, really good show. And again, the first episode, you see that they have set a trap. You don't really know what's going on. So everybody is in like, in a costume and can't see their faces. Somebody's running through the woods. It looks like it would be Lottie, but we really don't know. Somebody's running through the woods and they get caught in a trap, and then all of a sudden you see them carving up meat, grilling, barbecuing. So obviously they set a trap to catch people and kill them. but we don't know who got ate. So
I think that black girl finna get ate up. I don't know, they finna eat her ass. The only other black girl, not Taissa.
Right, we don't even know her name.
She gonna get ate the fuck up.
Coach.
Coach gonna get ate the fuck up. Coach probably gonna be the first to get ate up. But he can't do nothing.
Oh, and then Travis' brother, Javier, is missing.
He gonna get ate up.
If he ain't already.
Yeah. You motherfucker finna get told
they
up.
Probably use him to catch that bear. Go lie. Oh my goodness. But yeah, this show is really, really crazy. I said that I have never, you know, in recent years have watched a show that was so confident it was getting to season two because they didn't answer no questions.
Mm-mm. When I was like, I said, how many more episodes? Yeah, oh, this is the last one. I said, how? What do you mean? It's so much shit unanswered.
They definitely were super sure that they were getting a season two, which they are, and it's supposed to come out this year, so I'm sure it's going to be towards the end of the year. But
that shit is going to be a solid, it got at least probably like 4 or 5 seasons. Probably about 5 seasons. 5 or 6. Probably about 5.
I'd say 4 or 5.
I don't want them
6, they do too much.
Yeah.
6 be getting overkill.
Most of these shows be overkill when they get to a lot, honestly.
To 4.
Yeah.
It's 3. 3 is a good number.
3 is a good number.
Once they get beyond 3, they start to go off the rails. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, definitely watch it just because, again, it's in the kind of, you have the survival story taking place. So, if you're in that thing, you have that. You also have some supernatural elements going on. You also have some cult elements going on. You also have murder going on. You also have mental illness and what is it called when you go through something, post-traumatic stress disorder,
PTSD.
yeah, you have that going on. You got family dynamics going on because the man, Shauna's daughter knew about her boyfriend and then the man pops up on the news as missing, and so Shauna's daughter is looking at them like
I would like to take this time to say shout out to Misty for
knowing how to dispose of the body.
Not only that, but outthinking and outsmarting the person that she had in captivity. Because she took this child's cigarettes from her and threw them in the trash. When she let this child out, the girl was like, oh my God, I gotta get some cigarettes. Why are you taking them from me? Give me my cigarettes. I'm only gonna buy some more. Just go ahead and give them to me. So she's like, okay, cool. This girl took them out of the trash can. Misty took them out of the trash can and gave them to this lady. This lady then goes off in her car to smoke and gets woozy and runs into something, trying to find out Misty the whole time had poisoned the shit or injected it with something. We don't know what it is. So we don't know if this child dead or not.
Right.
So
many questions.
Right. Because I was like, bro, I was so bad. I'm like, yo, this might be the dumbest thing she ever did. Like, why the fuck would you let this girl go? She finna go right to the police. She finna go right and write all this shit about what you done did to her and all this shit. But alas, Misty always never lets me down. She was always one step ahead.
She was. So what was the point of that lady, honestly? Like, I really wasn't understanding. Just somebody that Misty could.
Well, I don't
show how kind of sinister she is a little bit.
I get. Well, like I said, I know she was getting information about. Mm-hmm. The original people, so I don't know if she was digging up too much information so it may have, like, you know, got something out to let people know what they actually did out there. Like, mm-hmm. What if she, you know, if there are other people out there that we haven't, you know, seen yet, if she would have got to them first and they may actually might have cracked or whatever, like, oh my God, this is what we did, then that makes them look bad. Taissa, of course, is running for
Senate.
So, yeah, that all been bad. So, but I don't know. Again, the overall scope of it, I don't really think she was that much needed. But I think it just did tie up Misty and gave her something to do with her character in her downtime.
Mm-hmm.
So, because, you know, when she would go home, we get that dialogue and shit like that. So, the little fights, that little bird shit, the little bird scene when she had her bird and all that other shit. So, yeah.
Okay. What was my I think that was it. That's all I had. I mean, yeah, we probably could have swapped. just watch it. It's definitely getting more popular. And again, original content.
You said who got eight? Oh, yeah.
My bad. We talked about that. Yeah. We said we think the dark skinned black girl, Coach. Uh-huh. And also Lottie. There's another Asian girl who looks like Lottie. I don't know if they're Asian, but I don't know if Lottie's Asian. I think she is. Anyway, there's another dark skinned brunette who looks.
That other black girl about got even speaking parts. So I know they finna tell her ass what.
We forgot about Jackie. How Jackie died.
So we know that Jackie does not make it out of the woods. She's not with everybody in the present time. Come to find out, you know, Jackie decided to expose Shauna in front of everybody, and everybody wasn't with that shit. They didn't give a damn. And so I think Jackie tried to kick Shauna out.
Yeah, and they was like, nah, bitch, you need to go if anything. So she's like, well, fine.
Because Jackie's stubborn and stupid as hell.
I don't leave. That bitch went outside and got them froze to death. Bitch went outside and got that damn, got her shining on. Remember that nigga in the end of The Shining froze to death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Thaisa said, it's finna get real cold. Not just put on a jacket cold, but die in your sleep cold. And what that bitch do? Die in her sleep.
Literally froze to death.
And I was trying to see if that dream was Jackie's dream or Shauna's dream. But I believe it was Jackie's because the other girl who died, Laura Lee. Her name was Laura Lee, right?
I think so.
Yeah. Laura Lee had showed up, and then it was like a figure in the back who was that man. And it was like, oh, you'll join us now. And so I'm guessing that man in the back was the man whose body they found.
Okay.
But Shauna popped up too. And of course, everybody was distraught once they saw Jackie frozen in the snow. Like, what did y'all think was going to happen? Y'all see her outside. Y'all should have went and got her. I would have let her dumb ass simmer out there for about 30 minutes. And I'm like, bitch, bring your stupid ass in here and shut the fuck up.
Yeah, no, I let her dumb ass, bitch. You want to go out there and freeze that bitch? That's on you, goddamn it. Stay your dumb ass out there, then, bitch. Stay cold. Damn that.
Yeah, so that's how Jackie left. We thought somebody murked her.
Yeah, I thought she got murked and ate, for real. She was definitely on my 8 list originally until I saw that scene. I was like, oh, damn.
Right.
Bitch, turn into a popsicle. Can't even eat her.
Wow.
They can't. Or could they?
No. Yeah. I don't think so. And it had to thaw out. Put exactly. it in the microwave.
Exactly. Too much.
All right. So, you want to talk about your show? And then we'll talk about what I suggested.
Yeah. I got a sticker show on IG. Ooh, Lord. Hold on. Woo! Wow. I got to listen. Rough out here. I have a IGTV show called Sneak Geeks where I discuss all type of sneaker culture shit with my sneaker culture friends. We discuss their top 5 in their collection, what's popping off in sneaker news, any type of thing like that. What they've got new, all that type of shit. So y'all interested, if y'all collect sneakers or know somebody who collects sneakers, tell them to hit me up. Y'all hit me up. My Instagram is Brenton Tarantino. Or my Twitter is Silk Smooth. So be sure to hit me up. I'm about to start booking people back up pretty soon. I took a little break. I got a new job, so I'm trying to, you know, get into that. But now I'm into that. So now, all right. Right. I can be back to, you know, getting people scheduled again. So, yeah, y'all. Finna get these shirts popping really soon. So get shit ready.
Dope. So for recommendations, we are watching Archive 81. It's a little dry to me, but we're gonna finish it just to see kind of like just to see what is what the twist is, what the horror is. It hasn't gotten to what the actual horror is yet.
Yeah.
So, and we about 4 or 5 episodes in.
Mm-hmm.
So, they kind of need to get to it.
Yeah. I have started watching more Ozark. Ozark season 4 comes out tomorrow, so I'm definitely going to be in time to watch that shit. So, I'm going to have to just probably mute my brothers and shit, because they love that fucking show. But I have watched, well, I think I'm up to like 7, episode 6 on season 2. So I'm working my way up. Season 2 actually isn't as bad as I thought it was. Maybe because I'm actually, I don't know. I don't know what was going on at the time. But I think now I'm just following along a little bit better. It's just, it's still a lot of, still.
You talking about Ozark?
Yeah. Okay. I still think it's like heavy dialogue for the, in the second season. It's not much action. Mm-hmm. But the dialogue does all make sense. And it leads up to what they're ultimately trying to do. As far as, you know, getting this casino boat and shit. So, okay. So yeah, interested to continue on. I also still want to get into Harley Quinn.
Me too. We talked about that last week.
Yeah.
Maybe we can watch it as we fall asleep or something.
Yeah. So, I think that's something. Well, yeah. I can do that. I fall asleep with something, with a TV on.
Oh, okay. Whatever. I could watch it. I mean, this episode's probably like 30 minutes or so. So I could watch an episode before I fall asleep. Anything else that I'm watching? Oh, I didn't talk about Naomi. That's fine. I'm watching a really cute show on the CW called Naomi. It just came out. There's only been, I think maybe there's 2 episodes now, but it's about this black girl superhero. She's into Superman. So it's like in the DC universe. And the first episode was super cute. I loved it. So I can't wait to continue to support. I think Ava DuVernay is a producer or something like that. But yeah, just, you know, gonna support. It's on CW, so you know it's CW. But I want things like that to continue to get made and get better. Not saying that there's anything wrong with it, because I don't think there is. But if it's not like fucking, I don't know, what's a good superhero show? It's not like some shit that's on HBO Max. Mm-hmm. It's not an HBO Max original. It's a CW show. So it's a little bit of corn, but it's cute.
Mm-hmm. I used to watch one. I used to like Black Lightning. Black Lightning was on CW.
Yeah, that's what I was like. Black Lightning. And it got canceled. And I feel bad because I ain't watching them.
Yeah, it was straight. I like the first 2 seasons for real. That's pretty good.
Yeah. So, and I think what his daughter ends up becoming, Black Lightning or something like that. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so that is what I'm also watching. What else? Oh, and the Dollar Tree movies. So I was looking at the DVD section in Dollar Tree because a while ago I had found my favorite comedy movie, The Campaign. And I was like, you know what? They be having some movies in the Dollar Tree movie section. So I almost bought Oculus, but I was like, no, that movie scares me and I'm not going to watch it. So why would I buy a movie that I don't watch? But it was a good movie. It was just scary as shit.
Mm-hmm.
But they had some other, like, kind of, like, no, you know, like, low budget. Like, they had this movie called The Tattoo Serial Killer or something.
The hell?
I was gonna get it. It was on Blu-ray, too. But, yeah, so I thought about having a segment on the podcast where we pick movies from Dollar Tree and watch them. So I'm going to go to Dollar Tree. I'm going to find us a movie or two to watch, and we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
All right, but that's it for me.
All right, y'all. Make sure y'all follow us on all of our social media platforms. Our Instagram and our Twitter is both InFandelityPod. So be sure to follow us. On Twitter, we talk some good shit. We live tweet. So yeah, just come chat with us, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, we'll see y'all next time. All right. Be safe in them streets.
And we out.